It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, we got to start the show by saying happy birthday to Bob Dylan. He's 78 today. Yeah, so we play a little Bob Dylan there, Rainy Day Women. This is Speak Out 2.0 with Larry Tuneforce live from the Laughlin Mall. And the show each weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred, a new sponsor, Perkins Family Restaurant in Bullhead City. Soon to come to Kingman, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. Those are our sponsors, and we are live today from the Laughlin Mall. And as always, if you want to call in during the show, it's 702. Of course, if you're calling from Laughlin, you don't have to dial the 702. You just dial 298-1063. And our guest today for the whole hour, I put on Facebook here that she's the queen of Laughlin, but Kathleen Whitehead is actually on the Laughlin Town Board, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you are everywhere.
Well, I get around.
Yeah, I know. And you got your inquiring minds, little questions you put on Facebook, and you're in the buzz and everything else, and you stay busy.
I try. Once I retired, it was like, I've got to do something.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Then all of a sudden, I'm out of retirement, back working in radio again, which I started here in this town 39 years ago.
See?
Yeah.
Hopefully,
crazy.
I'll be here in 39 more years.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. I don't know about me.
I'm
up there already. So Laughlin Town Board, there's five of you.
Yes.
And you guys were elected by the little town of Laughlin.
Well, it's supposed to be an election, and I guess because I was totally surprised, and some people were upset because they didn't do an election.
Oh, okay.
So what I found out is, because I asked the question, is if there's six, because there's five people on the board,
right?
Then if six or more people had put in for the new position to take over Bruce's spot or Stephanie's,
right?
Then there would have been an election.
Oh, okay.
But only four of us put in for the board.
All right.
To be on the board. And so from what I understand, then the Board of County Commissioners and the TAB people,
okay,
are the ones that went through all the nominations, and they picked out the person, and lucky Laughlin got me.
They picked you out of the four, huh?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised because Marty Canas was one. Stephanie Bethards was on there again.
Okay.
I always forget her name, and myself.
So what do you bring to the town board that they picked you over the other three?
I think because I'm involved in a lot of different things. I'm with the American Legion. I was in the Air Force.
You were in the Air Force.
I was in the Air Force. I'm very proud. We've had in my family, on both sides of the family, all the way back to the Revolutionary War, Civil War, we've had somebody in the military on both sides. And I'm the only female out of all of that.
Oh, crazy.
So, yeah, pretty proud of it.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good
so, and then you. I was with the American Legion. I used to be on the E-Board, Executive Board.
Okay.
I belong to the Elks. I run I kind of supervise two different knit crochet groups that give back to the community a lot.
Crochet groups.
Crochet knit group.
Oh, crochet and knit.
Knit. Some people knit, some crochet, some of them are bi.
So, okay.
And we support the Food Clothing Bank. We support the Safe House. We support Sunridge Village, the Legacy. We support a pediatric cancer hospital organization in California.
Oh, okay.
And we support We make chemo hats.
Oh, gosh.
Just all kinds of stuff. Very proud of my groups.
So, yeah, I bet.
Yeah, and that's kind of what got me going into the other different things.
Okay, but that's today. When you got out of the military, what did you do?
When I got out of the military, I was a mother for a while.
Okay, for a while.
For a while. We were stationed.
A couple of weeks, you know.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. Yeah. We got stationed in England.
Oh, wow.
Up by Oxford. In fact, one of my sons was born in Oxford.
Oh.
He's a bloke, and proud of it now. He wasn't there.
Yeah.
And got back into civil service, got into civil service, worked in supply and stuff, and for 15 years after we came back, worked for civil service in an A-10 squadron on both the operations side and then the maintenance side.
Okay.
And during that time, I was very lucky because the people I worked for, my commanders and everybody, really supported education. So they supported me as I went from my bachelor's degree and then from my master's degree in counseling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you did counseling.
I was a counselor for 15 years. The only ones I didn't counsel that I didn't like counseling was marriage, family, and kids under 12.
Oh, okay.
So my thing was kids 12 and older.
All right.
And I've worked in Pima County Jail as a counselor. And what brought me up here to Laughlin, Bullhead City was as a counselor with Mojave Mental Health.
Oh, okay.
So I've worked with all populations.
Oh, yeah.
From sex offenders, drug, alcohol, domestic violence, anger management, grief and loss, all of those. So,
wow.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. So it gives you an eye-opener on the average human being out there on the road. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you an insight, you might say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then you retire and you decide to stay here and get involved.
Yeah, I wanted to. It was funny, when I first came to Laughlin, I crossed the bridge and I came up the hill and I met Tony Barbarita.
Okay.
Which a lot of people know.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just felt like I'd come home.
Oh, good.
And this was home. This was home. So
all right.
Just started getting involved in different things. And started going to the LTAB meetings because I wanted to know what was going on.
Right.
Because that's my inquiring mind.
Got
to know a lot of people through there.
And for our listeners that are not in Laughlin, LTAB is the Laughlin
Town Advisory Board.
Town Advisory Board.
Yeah.
And you're an advisory board because
we just advise
the town manager.
No, yes, no.
Who do you advise?
What happens is people at the advisory board, if nobody's come, you've got to come. We're the second Tuesday of every month. We start at 1:30,
okay. And
sometimes it goes longer. And then different organizations like the police department, the fire department, the highway patrol, the rec center, the library, the schools, the chamber, the water reclamation, the water board, they all give reports.
Right.
And I've probably left the 4-H, probably left a couple more out. They all give reports. And they tell you what's going on in this town.
Well, that's pretty good.
It is. You know, you find out a lot. And then they have zoning meetings, which is usually the fourth that there is one. And that's where I found out about what the new Aquarius sign was going to look like and the swimming pool for the Riverside.
Right.
So they present all of those. And then they ask the board, do you approve or disapprove? Do you think this should go forward or not?
Right.
And we'll say, yeah, we think that's a really good idea. And then we send it on up to the Board of County Commissioners or the Public Works.
Okay.
Public Works and stuff. And a lot of times, they don't listen to us.
They do whatever they want.
One example. One big example. And this is before I was on the board. And I don't think I missed a meeting, maybe three meetings in 3 or 4 years before I was on the board.
Right.
Is it was brought up, do we want a marijuana place here in town? Well, the whole board said no.
Oh, but you have
it. What do we have now?
Yeah.
Then they brought it up again about making a recreational one. And the whole board said no. What do we have now?
Yep.
So we're an advisory board.
Okay.
You know, the five of us will talk, and then we say, yes, we think that's a good idea. Let's send it on up to Vegas.
All right. So now let me ask the big question is that, well, you know, we've been planning this second bridge, and then all of a sudden the Laughlin Town Board took a new vote and said no to the bridge.
Well, what happened, from what I understand, is because I wasn't on the board at that time. That was just before I got elected. So
That
was in December. Is they hadn't even voted on it the years back when it was first brought up, from what I understand.
Hmm.
And because then they wanted to see where it was in the minutes and all this other stuff about where did they approve it to say, yeah, we think this is a great idea where it is. And what was very interesting is the next town board meeting, the Bullhead mayor and Toby Cotter both came over to say, yes, we're doing this, no, we're not. And what was interesting is if people come to the town board, you have to stay to the very end.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when you really find out interesting stuff. Because this guy came, he was from Public Works or something. He was the director of something. And so he's talking about the bridge, and he says, you probably want to hear about the bridge. What people don't realize is that, yeah, they could put that three-mile bridge out there that's going to cost us, what, $50 million, $40 million on our side. But they don't put in, the state does not put in the infrastructure. So that 3 miles would not have water. It would not have electricity. It would not have anything either. So people that would want to build there, you know, put companies and stuff,
right,
they don't have the infrastructure.
Okay.
So that was another waste sort of thing. So they said, let's put that money toward other things that Laughlin needs, roads and better infrastructure and all that other stuff. So it was a big surprise to everybody. Let's just say
so that. So that money that's been allocated for the bridge, by the town board voting no, then the town board can say that money is spent on our roads?
No, it goes back to Clark County to do with whatever they say.
So by voting no, all they basically did was
say, we don't want that because it's out there nowhere.
Right.
From what I understand, this is what I understand. I could be wrong, and people can correct me because I'm taking criticism very well. Is from what I understand, the reason it was put out there, and nobody wanted it out that far, is the federal government pays for the bridge.
Right.
Clark County and Bullhead City pays for the road that goes.
Right.
So if the federal government says that's where you're putting the bridge,
they're
giving us the money for the bridge.
To put the roads in, huh? Yeah.
Exactly. But, yeah, no infrastructure, no nothing, no electricity, no water. So say Walmart wants to put a store out there.
Right.
So they will only put their roads, their water, their electricity.
As far as their building, yeah.
And then what do you do with the rest of it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we want it to go.
But I don't think that's that uncommon, is it?
I don't know.
You know, because I know that, you know, the Bullhead City and Laughlin Ranch just pushed that boulevard all the way through.
Which is
well,
gorgeous.
I know there's some light. There's got to be power there because there's lights on the road. But I don't know that there's any sewer. I don't know that there's any major power, in other words, for someone to tie into.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's any water. So I don't necessarily know that that's uncommon. That when you put in roads, you know.
I think people, because and like I said, this is my own opinion just from listening and that stuff. I think people just assume, you know, it was going to build up Laughlin. We were going to be able to put stuff out there and everything.
Sure.
But it wasn't told until this gentleman, this director, came and actually told us Clark County's not paying for the infrastructure.
Right.
So it's just a road.
Well, and that's.
And we need a road.
That's
we do need
accurate.
A bridge. We do need a road. We really do, but.
And it's just like when Bullhead City built the parkway. You know, when they built that parkway, the only development that was on it was Arroyo Vista that tied into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at it. You know, we have Laughlin Ranch. We have Desert Foothills. We have a school. We have Dot Foods, you know. And so it takes a while, but it does start to take off.
Mm-hmm.
I foresee that, especially with the new Anderson Group Event Center, I see that some billing will go on that road. And mm-hmm. if it goes to Laughlin, I see billings on both sides of the river, you know. And yeah, in the next week, no.
No.
But in the next 10 years, yeah.
And the other complaint is if you really look to see where it is, for people on Laughlin or even Woolhead see it, there's that white gas pipe or whatever that goes
right.
across the river. Well, it's the road, the bridge was going to be even past that, like a mile from the RV turnoff.
Right.
So what's that doing for us down here? It's still a long ways away because you can't build into the park, Big
right.
Bend and stuff.
Exactly.
So.
But you're going to see that they're going to realize real soon that a lot of people in Fort Mojave and even in Bullhead will take that road to work
mm-hmm.
in Laughlin.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to almost dictate development,
mm-hmm.
you know, because someone's going to say, hey, wait a minute, we need to put a grocery store along this road because all these employees are going back and forth to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to put a Starbucks out here. We need to put a Jack in the Box out here, you know, and so
which
on.
Which would
so.
Be great.
Yeah, I mean, so.
We want that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just so far out, too.
So you weren't on the board then.
No. No,
and
but
now,
I was.
Now you are on the board.
Oh, you're going to ask.
Oh, I'm going to ask, yeah, you know. If
I am neutral. that's what I tell people. Now that I'm on the board,
right,
I have to be pretty neutral.
Okay, but if it was to come back for a vote today, that all of a sudden some new information was found, so they said, we need to re-ask the town board, where do you stand?
No.
No?
Not out that far.
Okay.
And not 3 miles long. Where you could go from, just an example, let's say, you could go from Community Park over to the other side of Harrah's, which would be perfect. They already have the road, you know, they're doing it down that way and fixing it up and stuff. But not 3 mile, a 3 mile road that's 2 or 3 miles out of town.
And I think that area was looked at. And
well, a lot of places were looked at. And the federal government said, this
right.
is the one we like.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of trapped into it. So
well, and I think the federal government looked at the terrain on both sides, and at the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, now Community Park has been developed through that
mm-hmm.
area.
Yeah.
But at the time, it wasn't. And of course, the Laughlin side is half mile higher. You know, so it's that bridge would go straight uphill almost.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the federal government's picked the spot.
And then how much all of a sudden it went from 20 million or whatever, and then even like I said in the paper yesterday or the day before, it's gone up substantially how much Clark County would have to
right.
give out.
Well,
I
and Bullhead City is going to have an increase of what they had planned from originally,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think that's just part of growth in America.
Yeah.
That things cost more in 2020 than they will in 2015 when it was planned.
Well, when I first moved here in 2001,
yeah.
they were talking about the bridge.
Yeah, exactly.
And
19 years ago.
Only, there yeah. was only like 20, you know, maybe 20 million at the most.
Yeah.
And now it's over $50 million.
Yeah. If you call Sam Adrano, he'll probably tell you that they started talking about the second bridge when he was in high school. You know,
that's true.
Yeah.
So that's 20 years later now that I've yep. been here off and on. And
right.
Yeah.
Let us take a break.
Okay.
And we'll come back in a moment. It is Fab Four Friday. Yesterday, you know, I
cool.
said it was Fab Four Friday and it was Thursday. I don't know what I was thinking.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive. Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app. Free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
And we're 28 minutes past the hour. Larry Tuneforce live in the Laughlin Mall on Fab Four Friday, a fractious Friday. It is May 24th. And once again, the show is brought to you every day by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And, you know, I was coming across the bridge today. I noticed that Davis Camp, nobody knew it rained here a couple days ago because Davis Camp is packed. And my guess is that probably the casinos are probably pretty full this weekend, too.
They will be.
They will be, yeah, because it's a holiday weekend. So even though it's only going to be in the high 80s, you know, not what we're used to at this weekend, I still think we're going to be a busy weekend on the river, on the lake, in the casinos. It's still a three-day weekend, and people will party even if they're short 10 or 15 degrees.
They'll love it more.
Yeah, they will. So our guest again today is Kathy Whitehead with the Laughlin Town Board. And if you have a question for Kathy, give her a call.
Kathleen.
Kathleen. Give us a call at 702-298-1063. And you can ask your question, and then we'll pot you down, and Kathleen can answer it on the air so everybody hears it. So feel free to give us a call. Now, we have to talk a little bit about the thought that, I guess, the state government was planning incorporation.
Uh-huh.
So they had a bill going, right, that mm-hmm. would start the process? I mean, how was the bill worded, or do you know?
That I don't know so much, but it was going to be incorporated if it had gone through the whole system.
Right.
Senator Hardy and Representative Levette from Boulder City.
Uh-huh.
Had started it, and none of us knew about it until somebody had posted something on Laughlin Buzz and said, have you seen this? And it was a bill, and it totally took everybody, from the town manager to Mr. Bilbray to everybody, surprised that we knew nothing about it. So everybody thinks we did.
Well, of course they do.
But we didn't.
So
we really didn't. So what would have happened was, and the thing was, is we weren't asked, the town board or Laughlin, nobody was asked about the financials, how it was going to be supported, none of that stuff. So we were totally as surprised as everybody else was. We knew nothing about it ahead of time.
So it didn't just involve just Laughlin, did it?
Yes.
Oh, it was only Laughlin?
It was only Laughlin to be incorporated. And then what would have happened is if it had gone through, from what I understand from reading the bill and everything,
right,
is we would have been considered a city as of July 1st, 2021. And then, but before that, in 2020, with the elections and everything, because that's election time,
right?
Then whoever wanted to run for city council, because then we would be run by a city council and not by an LTAB.
Okay.
Is then you would have voted for whoever would have been on the city council.
Right.
Which my name would not have been on there. No LTAB's good enough. Is then the people that would have been voted in a city council, then they're the ones that would set up the city offices like Public Works and all that other stuff. And they would be official July 1st, 2021. Well, it didn't get as far as... It didn't get out of committee, from what I understand. So it
right.
didn't go in front of the full legislature because there was a big...
Well, yeah.
Hurrah, I guess you could say, about it. And so why didn't you tell us about it? Why didn't we know about it? You know, there's pluses, there's minuses for it, but we just...
So, like in Arizona, there's... I don't know exactly, but the way a town becomes incorporated is the town votes to
mm-hmm.
incorporate.
Mm-hmm.
But this was going to be done through the legislator,
mm-hmm.
legislative branch.
Yep, yep.
And the citizen wouldn't have had any say-so.
Nope.
Wow.
No.
Well, I can see why it didn't pass. You know?
So now the next time it can go in front is when the next legislature in 2021...
Well, but at the same time, can't the citizens at some point in time decide to vote for incorporation or vote against incorporation?
That I'm not sure about how that works. I think now once it's dead until it's brought up again.
Wow. So
yeah.
in Nevada, does every city that becomes a city from a town to a city, it's done through the state, not through the local voters?
Then I'm not sure because there hasn't been one of those in like a long time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a lot of unincorporated towns actually in Clark County.
Yeah.
But for some reason, ours was the only one that was put up.
Wow, that's bizarre. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Somebody, who owns all the land down here? Somebody had a, somebody was motivated in the state legislative to do that.
BLM
I mean,
owns a lot of land.
BLM? Yeah.
BLM.
Because of course they do.
If you look at our maps, and, you know, Bill Bray, Horton, and all those are building homes and things.
Right.
But if you look at the map, you'll see spotted areas.
Okay.
Where they can't build because that's
BLM land. Yeah.
And there's a lot of BLM land around here, which is why we don't have as many housing as we would like.
Right.
Housing areas and stuff. So.
Yeah. We have the same problem in Arizona with BLM. They have a lot of land.
And there's a lot of land around here that BLM owns.
Yeah.
So,
Kathleen, let us take another break.
Okay.
And we'll be back after this.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswaneehyundai.net.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin. Outlet Center, for peace, for value, and style.
The Economic Development Journal of Mojave County continues promoting local businesses as it has done for the past 19 years. Read about economic growth, innovative ideas, and new services coming to Mojave County. You'll find informative articles in the journal, Mojave County's most unique read. At the start of the month, the journal is placed in thousands of businesses and racks throughout the tri-state area. Get your business in the hands of the community with the Economic Journal. For more information, please call 928-577-2540.
All right, Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, KNTR, on a Fraxis Friday, brought to you by Mojave Shred. If you need your documents to be secure, you need to talk to Randy because he can tell you how to do that. He can help you with policies and manuals and, of course, shredding anything that needs to be properly destroyed. Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and they got the best pies and muffins and cookies. There's a reason I have this belly. And then Mojave Electric Cooperative, where, of course, you can get your co-op connection card, and you can save money at Perkins. There you go. And many other restaurants and places all over town. So stop by their office on Hancock Road and pick up your connection card. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you've got bugs, if you've got spiders or scorpions or termites and you don't want them, Barron's will help you out. So and they also do bee removal, but give Barron's Pest Solutions a call. Martin 20 Hyundai in Kingman. I was just there a couple days ago. They got a lot of great-looking Hyundais on the lot, and you can test drive any one of them or go in and say, hey, I want to order a brand-new one. And I've been saying you can get a brand-new one for under $30,000, but you can actually get a brand-new one for under $20,000 if you'd like. So one brief piece of news outside of Kingman today, and I'm not sure on the direction, but on I-40 was a wrong-way driver, and four people were killed in that collision. So Paula Boy will probably have more later on the news, but that just happened in the last couple hours, and that's so sad that people get on a freeway going the wrong way. It happens all the time. You know, you see it in Phoenix, but you don't think it's going to happen out here in the metropolitan cities when you get on a freeway and you can see which way the traffic's going. And but, yeah, unfortunately, four killed outside of Kingman today. So, sad stuff. No, Kathleen, we've talked about town board, and we've talked about the bridge, and we've talked about a corporation. But what else are you into? Because you're a busy lady. I don't even know where you get time to post on Facebook.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
One thing back at the LTAB, when I became an LTAB, and I'm pretty proud of this, when I became an LTAB member,
right,
and I used to sit out in the audience, and, you know, all these people would give their reports. But I didn't really know about what they did.
Okay.
You know, you hear about the police. I didn't
right.
know. And, okay, this is a giveaway. One of my inquirer minds is going to be the Metro.
Uh-huh.
I did not know that they have two big holding cells back there. And they have two cells for females, two for men, and all this. So I'm really excited about doing my Metro one.
Oh.
But when I was sitting, I thought, you know what? I don't know enough about these different organizations to ask intelligent questions.
Right.
And I want to be able to ask them intelligent questions, questions that I think the citizens want to hear or
sure.
ask.
Exactly.
Because during an LTAB meeting, you can say something at the beginning of the meeting, citizens, but at the end, you can't. So it's basically the advisory board that asks the questions. So I said, well, I have this inquiring mind. So I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to each organization that presents and find out exactly all that they do.
Yeah.
And I have been so totally blown away by what our small town of Laughlin, what they do.
Wow.
And so my very first one was the water reclamation.
Yep.
And I don't know if people know, but all our water in Laughlin is from the Colorado River.
Okay.
And so, and they were so excited because they said I was the first town board member that actually asked to do a tour.
Uh-huh.
And
well, that's
they
good.
Gave us a very good one. And one thing, and I embarrassed myself at one of my first meetings, is that you always remember, and people laugh, is the only thing that goes down the toilet, and they will love me for saying this, Greg will, is PP&T. poop, pee, and toilet paper.
Right.
That's all. And I saw what. But that was extremely interesting.
I'll bet.
So I'm going to do the water board because they're two different entities.
Oh, okay.
I went to the fire department. Very interesting. Everybody has been so nice to me.
Well, good.
And given me the time.
They should be.
Let's see. Went fire department. I've been to the rec center. That was a two-parter. The library, oh my gosh, what our library does is amazing.
Right.
That you don't even know that they do. One step career counseling that's in the library. Our visitor center here, oh my gosh. If you haven't been in our visitor center, you're going to be blown away.
Right.
I've been to the food bank, food clothing bank,
okay.
And all that they do. And I want to give a little plug for them is at Christmas, which is really cool. They're out of new toys and they're trying to collect them now. Is at Christmas time, they let each child come in from a family member and they take them back to this room and they let the kid and parents aren't allowed to go with them.
Well, that's good.
They let each child pick out three toys.
Wow.
Or whatever. Well, they need the toys.
Sure.
They want new toys and stuff and things. So. And what they did, the constable's office does not just give out
paperwork. Yeah.
No, they do so much. If you need a VIN number written or, you know, that DMV can't do or whatever, they'll do it. They 20% of what they do is connected with social services
here
in town for elder abuse, any of that stuff. It was amazing.
Good.
Let's just say that. It was amazing. I went Silver Rider.
Yep.
Wanted to find out what Silver Rider did. So my husband and I actually rode the bus.
Oh, you did? Both of you?
We rode the bus.
Oh, good.
And stuff and found out what they do. And one of the biggest questions is always asked, why doesn't Silver Rider go to the airport? Because they have an express bus that goes three times a week, I think, or maybe every day except Saturday and Sunday. And because they are, they're not licensed by the state,
right?
They can't go on to airport property. So what they do is they drop you off at like the downtown bus station or two or three different bus stations,
right?
And the drivers will tell you which buses to catch to take you to the airport.
Hmm.
And what's so cool is for $20, you can catch the bus up there. And it's a shuttle, basically.
Right.
And then you catch the bus back.
Okay.
Once you get back and all this other stuff. You have to make your reservations and stuff. They take people up there for doctor's appointments, for different things like that.
To Vegas. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
right.
They for dialysis and stuff across the river, they take people over for that. I mean, Silver Rider does so
good.
Much.
Then they would really like that second bridge.
I don't know. But so what I'm planning on doing, I can't think of who else I've been to. But they've been so nice because they'll go, I'm a new LTAB member. Oh,
right.
Let me tell you. And
yep.
What turns in from an hour goes into 2 hours usually.
I can imagine.
Because I ask a lot of questions. So
now what else? I mean, you're involved with the Relay for Life. And
well, Relay for Life is real close to my heart.
Okay.
My son is a cancer survivor, and it's a lot in my family and
right.
stuff. And I'm now a cancer survivor. So last year I got more involved into it, so I'm the sponsorship person.
Oh.
So people better be planned as soon as I have
my... So when
my
she knocks on your door, she may not be wearing her Laughlin tourism hat. She may be saying, I need
I'm
some
the
money
sponsorship.
Hat.
Yeah. And I was, because I talk to anybody, and,
right.
and I do a lot of cold calls, okay? I raised by myself last year over $15,000 in sponsorship.
Wow.
So... Dot was one. Dot was my first one. And medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And Elos, which is the solar fan.
Okay.
Wind farm people. They're one. And a couple other small ones and stuff. So it's this year. It is going to be, well, next year. It's going to be March 13th and 14th at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse.
Right.
It's, we're going back to, for the last 2 years, we did it during the day. or last year we did. We're going to go back to the old way of where cancer never sleeps. Oh. So we'll start at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m.
And walk all night.
And walk all night until 9 in the morning, we're thinking. The field house has concession stands. We're going to work with the kids from both high schools.
All right.
To do the concession stands. We've got all kinds of entertainment planned, everything. So it's going to be really cool.
And that's March what?
It's March 13th and 14th. I know it's kind of a ways away, but it's given us a lot of time to plan and really get this. This year, usually we have one kickoff, which is when we really start raising money, get the teams together, get them involved. This year, we've been lucky enough, we're going to have three of them.
Wow.
So the first one is on June the 4th from 5 until 8 p.m., and it's going to be at PJ's Pub and Grill.
All right.
Which is up in the Riverview Mall.
Right.
And if you sign up your teams, to be the first to sign up your teams, then you get a chance to win a kayak trip for four.
Oh, all right.
And to start fundraising. It's a no-host bar, Relay for Life special menu available. For the first 150 people that show up, get free meals. And so JP's...
you get free meals?
Free meals.
Wow.
JP's Pub and Grill is... providing the food and the place and entertainment.
Okay.
We're going to have entertainment and stuff. It's,
wow,
it's a lot of
fantastic.
Fun.
Fantastic.
If I have sponsors by then, they will present for that. So to get on to our Relay for Life, it's very easy. You just get on the web, go Relay for Life. You just put in Relay for Life. And then you go find an event. And if they know where you are, whatever, or say put in a zip code.
Right.
Then it'll come up. So we have ours here in Bullhead. It's called the Garden area. It's the Colorado River Relay for Life. When you get on that, you'll see Havasu's there, but Kingman this year is going to be part of our team, part of our relay. Rather than having their own relay, they're going to be part of ours.
Okay.
So one of the kickoffs is in September, and we think that's going to be down there in Kingman. And then the third one, the Avi Resort and Casino, will be on January 15th. So more of those two will be coming out in 2020. We'll get you more info.
But your first one's in June, just a couple weeks away.
June the 5th from 5 to 8. And so what we're looking for right now is for, and it's really easy once you get on there, it's real user-friendly, to set up a team, to join a team. If you want to be a sponsor, then you can also fill out the paperwork on there to be the sponsors. Our goal this year is $70,000.
Wow.
And I think we're going to do it.
Yeah?
I think we're going to do it. This is, it's with the field house because it's the AV was so fantastic to us. They gave it to us. We had it for 3 days.
Right.
I mean, they were fantastic. Anything we asked, they were able to help us with.
Good.
But the field house, because it's one level, it's going to be a lot better for handicapped people and stuff,
right.
which was the biggest problem we had at the RV.
Okay.
So, but yeah, they were fantastic with us.
Well, good.
So can't say enough about the RV. So this is going to be, so we're very excited about it. We've got a lot of fun things planned. And at the kickoffs, what you find out at the kickoffs is for new teams, how other people are doing fundraisers.
Right.
For, and then the biggest team, the team that makes the most money, you get prizes, trophies, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, a lot of fun. It's
but you
got to
get people to stay up all night and walk, huh?
Yeah, I told them I wasn't going to be. I'm on the leadership team.
Right.
And executive leadership team, and I said, well, you're not going to see me there all
so you'll
night.
Be there from 6 to 10, right?
And well, maybe after the luminary. They do a great, it's called a luminary ceremony, and what they do is you have a bag, and you kind of donate for this bag, and it's a white bag, and you put a person's name, either survivor or someone that's passed,
right?
And we do it in a big circle, and then we light it. And then we turn off all the lights, and all you see are these luminary bags.
Right.
And then up on a big screen, we'll have pictures, names, whatever.
Of the people, right?
Of the people. And this can be even animals and stuff, too.
You know, last year, they had two people that were reading lists, you know.
Yes.
And would go down all
yes.
the names of all those bags all the way
and
around the circle.
And there were a lot, yes.
Yeah, there
was. It's a very emotional
Yeah, because
ceremony.
For me, as being an announcer there, all of a sudden, uh-huh. they're naming off people that I know. Laddie Laughlin, Randy
yeah.
Turner, you know. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, all of a sudden, it hits you. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You know.
That. Well, see, and I never thought, there's a family history. My son had cancer, and he had B-cell lymphoma, found out on his 32nd birthday.
Wow.
He was in the hospital with it, and now he's 40, he's in his 40s. And he is a survivor, and his whole chest was just covered with black, was black. And I truly believe in miracles because I worked at a prison
right.
down in Tucson, and they knew I was upset, my guys.
Sure.
And so I told them, and these guys, it was a miracle. They insisted that every morning, every night, they were going to do a prayer circle
wow.
in their dorm.
Mm-hmm.
It was a minimum
right.
security. And they did that. They said they would write if they weren't. Couldn't do this. And they made a card for him and everything.
Oh, nice.
Within a month, my son was cancer-free.
Fantastic.
And his whole chest was black. And
wow.
so this is why this means so much
sure.
to me. Because American Cancer Society, people think it's just research. And I'll have more numbers. But what it does is it'll put people up in rooms. It'll transport people to where they have to go to.
Right.
Treatment, everything. So it's not just research.
Right.
And that's why it means so much to me.
Well, good. Kathleen, we got about one more minute.
Oh.
So what would you like to wrap it up with?
It's been fun. It went a lot quicker than I thought.
Yeah. Between your involvement on the town board and your community involvement and volunteerism, you're busy.
Well, I'll tell you, I have arthritis.
Okay.
And so if I didn't get up and get out and do things...
It would hurt.
It would hurt.
There you go. So stay busy.
And that's
busy.
What I do it. And
there you go.
And I just like to help people.
Well, good. So. Fantastic. Well, I'm so glad you got to come in today.
Thank you for having me.
And spread all the information that you have and the tours that you've taken and what you're going to take.
Laughlin Inquiring Minds.
Yeah. We'll have you back again.
Okay.
And we'll talk a little bit more.
All right.
And maybe after that you'll go to the police department and some other divisions.
Oh, they are. They're on my list.
There you go. Thanks, Kathleen.
Thank you, Larry.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Meet Sarah.
Like my new eyeglasses?
I do. And how much did you just save on those frames?
Sarah saves money with the Co-op Connections Card Healthy Savings Program.
My card made them half off. Save 30% at the dentist, too.
The Co-op Connections Card helps you save on vision, dental, hearing care, and more.
I've really got to get one of those cards.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Sarah and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Any private or public company that maintains personal consumer information or utilizes consumer reports, payroll, financial statements, or health records is now legally obligated to destroy that confidential data. Mojave Shred destroys paper and non-paper data, including hard drives. Locally owned and nationally recognized, Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Mojave Shred is flexible and maintains the highest standards in secure document destruction. MojaveShred.com.
Since 1980, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, has been Lake Havasu's expert in compounding medications. Whether it be hormone therapy, pain creams, or even veterinary medications for your dog or cat, the Apothecary Shop treats each patient individually and with care. Transfer your prescriptions and enjoy a personable relationship with your compounding prescription pharmacy. Now featuring a complete line of Sunbum Sun Care products. The Apothecary Shop, caring for you and about you.
Hey, it's Matt Ferris for the Get Some Tour. See this one-man comedy show starring Tim Colseri, the door gunner from the famous movie Full Metal Jacket, at the Refuge Friday, May 24th. It all starts at 7, and I'll be performing too. Get some tickets, that is, today at the Refuge for $25. Tim Colseri will tell you true stories of his life and the trials and tribulations of working with director Stanley Kubrick. The show is directed by Raptor Man, Kevin Major Howard, sponsored by Bradley Chevrolet, Bradley Ford Lincoln, and Realty Executives.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Memorial Day is a day set aside to remember. Remember what? That freedom is not free. That someone, a lot of someones, have paid the price for our freedom, and we owe them so very much. Please join me here for my special Memorial Day tribute program, The Great Price Paid. On this station, please join me.
At 4 p.m. on Saturday and again on Sunday. Sponsored by Don Clark of Brooks Clark & Associates and the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. On KNTR 106.3, Voice of the Free.
And we're back at Speak Out 2.0, brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And they bring you this show every weekday. And I want to thank Kathleen for being our guest today. But now it's time for a little community calendar to wrap up the day. And if you have something you want to put on the community calendar, you need to email it to me at tuneforce@gmail.com, and that's T-U-N-F-O-R-S-S. And I know how to spell it because I learned it when I was 16. And then also, most of this information is on our Facebook page, 2.0. So join that so you can follow along. All right, tonight is the Cornhole Tournament Under the Stars, and this is put on at Rotary Park. Starting at 6:30 tonight. If you want to get involved, you got a couple hours to call Ashley Bennett, 763-9400. Her extension is 306. Or just show up with a team and be prepared to throw the little bag and get the cornhole. Also, today wraps up at 2 o'clock today, and this is at Anytime Fitness in Bullhead City is a blood drive. And don't forget, if you give a pint of blood, you get a pint of Culver's custard, and you can't beat that. So you got about one more hour if you want to participate in that. There is a farmer's market tomorrow in Kingman, and that's at the Thunder Event Center from 8 a.m. until noon. If you have questions, call Tom at 928-542-6059. The AV Casino is going to be having fireworks come Sunday evening. You'll be able to see those from all over the valley just about the time the sun goes down. On Monday, there is the Memorial Day services at Desert Lawn Funeral Home, Crematory, and Memorial Gardens. That's always a great event out there, and it kicks off at 10 o'clock in the morning. So just a few things going on around our community. That's going to wrap it up for me today. Thank you for tuning in to Speak Out all week. I'm going to take 3 days off. I won't be here on Monday. I'll see you back here on Tuesday. Sean Hannity's up next after the news. Oh, and one more thing. Don't forget, check your smoke detectors this weekend, would you? Make sure they work and your whole family is safe. We'll see you Tuesdays.